Yeah, with Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. Thanks for joining us this
morning. Back. Thanks. Appreciate it.
So the first time you went from having to be in the for Congress to the Senate, did you make the correct turn? Did you remember which hallway to get to?
Well, it's kind of you get lost here a lot of times until you're here a while. So, yes, I mean, no, I didn't make the right turns. I made the wrong turns.
Well, you've obviously spent time now in the Senate for a number of years, and one of the things that you were always looking recently we've talked to you about is fighting the opioid epidemic, especially the state of Ohio, which deals with it quite drastically. Talk about this public health campaign that you're working on right now.
Yeah, one of the things I've learned we've learned as a nation is when we put our minds to something and a public health crisis, whether it's smoking or HIV/AIDS or highway deaths, we make a big difference when the federal government works with local communities. I mean, we cut the smoking rate 50 years ago when the federal government first started putting those messages on those disclaimers, whatever, in packs of cigarettes. 45% of adults smoke. Today it's 15%. We dropped HIV/AIDS deaths dramatically. Highway deaths have dropped dramatically because of safer cars, because of safer design of highways, all those things. And we need to apply that same sort of comprehensive view to AIDS. I mean, right, or to opioids. Right now, in Ohio, 11 people die every single day on the average from opioid overdose. And I, you know, when I'm talking to employers in Avon or Lorain or Elyria or Ridgeville or Vermilion, wherever, they will tell me they can't find employees that can pass the drug test. And on the other end, you've got people going through opioid addiction treatment. When they're clean at the end of the treatment, aren't able to find a job, so they're more likely to go back into that downward spiral. So we want to see it. We spend federal dollars on training, job training. We spend federal dollars on Medicaid, and we ought to meld those two together so people go through opioid training at the same time or getting job training. And then when clean, they can find a job and integrate back into society. And it saves money, and it's going to mean a lot more healthier, productive families.
Do you find a topic like this or a concern is easy to get bipartisan support, or are there still issues that each side?
They're mostly, yeah. I mean, the lead sponsor in my bill is Senator Capito, West Virginia. Their state has been hit as hard as we have. I mean, their per capita death rate's actually higher than Ohio. More Ohioans die because we're such a bigger state. But she and I are working on this together, and Senator Portman, I've worked on a number of opioid issues together. So it really is a question of thinking bigger and more comprehensively and getting presidential leadership. I mean, the president has made speeches about this, but there's not been the commitment of the forces of the federal government across agencies, getting the Department of Labor to work with the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the job training and the treatment at the same time. And I'm hopeful that we can make some real progress that way.
On another subject, we have the Facebook hearings underway. Have you ever taken part in one of those high-profile hearings like this one?
Yeah, I've been part of very high-profile hearings. I was not at this hearing because this is not the committee I'm on. But my colleagues perform for the cameras in many ways, but these hearings can be really helpful too. And I think we saw some good things come out of that hearing. I'm hopeful that Facebook has learned some things, and there was some arrogance there that there always is, and sort of young, brash, huge success like that company has had. But they need to partner with Congress and with the administration on pushing back on the Russians when they're doing what they're doing.
Other news that came out was the House Speaker Paul Ryan saying he's not seeking re-election. Can you give us your take on that, or how you feel this?
Ryan came to Congress always talking as a fiscal conservative and wanted to balance the budget. And during his time as Speaker, he has blown the biggest hole in the federal budget we've ever seen. And I know what he wanted to do was to close that hole by cuts to and privatization of Medicare and Social Security. And I think he looks around, he realizes that he can't put the votes together to do the slashing of Medicare and Social Security. People like me will never support him on that. I'm very concerned about the budget deficit. I'm concerned that they gave big tax cuts to the richest people in the country and blew a hole in the deficit. I know we've got to get serious about how we're fixing what they say so-called entitlements, but to blow a hole in the budget like they did and then sort of skip town. And I like Paul personally. I know him fairly well, but I don't think he was particularly responsible about this.
Well, we appreciate your time, Senator. Thanks for sharing a bit of your moments morning with us.
Glad to do it. Thanks, folks.
Thanks.
See ya.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning here on AM 930 WEOL.